Wow, you've had a lot going on.
A lot has happened in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, how are you okay? Like, and that's an honest question.
Yeah,
are you
I mean,
okay?
I was not okay for a long time, and I think everybody knew it.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Powell, and here on the Peach Jam podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians, from hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performances and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. This is a special bonus episode, and we're catching up with the very first artist to grace the Peach Jam stage here at GPB.
Oh, baby, why you gotta tear me down? When I'm just trying to love you. Oh, baby, why you gotta make this hard? When I just wanna love you. We've been doing this dance over and over again, and we can't seem to make it through the song. We spin and we turn, and I can't find the words to make this right again. Oh, baby, why you gotta make this hard when I just want. Love you.
My name is Cece Witt. I am a Southern Soul Americana artist from Savannah, Georgia.
And you're half of the very first band that we ever recorded for the Peach Jam podcast.
Yes.
So you're half of Lynn Avenue from Savannah.
Yes.
And we were just talking that we recorded your episode in October of 2022, and we're now recording this in February of 2026. Like, wow.
I know.
That's awesome.
I know.
And it was like, we didn't know what we were doing.
I know. You guys reached out to me, and I remember like thinking, oh, just, you know, podcasts in a room, you know, cool. And then we show up, and you guys set us up in like the big studio and everything. Yeah. I was like, this is so cool.
I'm glad you thought that. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Honestly, it's my favorite thing I've ever done in my career is getting to meet working bands like yourself. Working artist, and, you know, platform you guys and be able to say, hey, these people are cool. They may not be getting played on big, huge radio stations or commanding arenas, but they're cool. And so I love that so much. And I'm glad I'm getting to catch up with you.
I know. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while. And there's things happening in your life. So you are half of Lynn Avenue. Mm-hmm. The other half of Lynn Avenue is not with us.
Patrick.
What happened?
So today I'm mostly going to be talking about my solo musical endeavors, but also the elephant in the room. Patrick and I are no longer together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I really am living up to my Hurricane Bride reputation.
Yeah. But you're still playing shows.
Still playing
shows
music.
Together?
Still, yeah. I mean, you know, we've been friends for like our whole lives, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing that never broke was our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And we always just had this respect for each other. And sometimes things just don't really work out the way that you think that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up being better off for it. You know, I think we're both better people separately, but we still get to play music together and enjoy that part of like how we work together. Mm-hmm. You know, we get to enjoy that part of each other.
I never want to tear you down. I just want to love you. We've been doing this dance over and over again, and we can't seem to make it through the song. We spin and we turn, and I can't find the words to make this right again.
It feels like it's not, like it's really not a unique story for artists to get together, get married, and then realize, oh, hey, we're better collaborators than we are partners.
I think for me personally, you're in a 24/7 relationship, mm-hmm. work, home life, everything. And so I think I can only speak for myself, but I think that our relationship just kind of became non-existent outside of work. Mm. We were just those people. Mm-hmm. And that's what it just turned into, I think, on top of a lot of other, you know, life things that happen.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Things happen. But solo music is not new for you, right? You recorded some stuff and played some shows without Lynn Avenue, right?
Yes. So I've always played solo gigs, just nothing crazy, nothing like touring, just kind of just local stuff for mm-hmm. the most part. And I've always wanted to really pursue what I could find to be my sound, my mm-hmm. own sound. Mm-hmm. Lynn Avenue has its country rooted sound. Mm-hmm. And I always had to just search inside myself to find what is my sound. And over the years, I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. And I knew that eventually one day the songs would just come mm-hmm. and it would just be, that was what it was. And then I think all of the different things going on in my life led me to kind of a more soul rooted place, I guess. You know, I found like this different voice mm-hmm. In the midst of all of it. And so now I find myself, I'm like, I want to really do this. I want to go record this the right way. Because I've recorded some demos, some kind of like halfway done things. But this one was like my baby. Mm-hmm. I really put everything into it. So now I'm working on a tour and trying to build myself up from the ground.
Yeah, we make up. We fight. I think I'm going crazy half the time. But at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be so complicated. Oh, baby, why you gotta tear me down? When I'm just trying to love you, oh, how?
So explain it to somebody who is not a musician, how you handle music that is, you know, collaboration versus your own voice, because to me, I don't know, I'm not a musician, so I struggle to understand the separation of like, no, I want to sound like this, but when I work with these people, I sound like this. And where's the distinction?
That's a great question. I love that. Whenever I play with Lynn Avenue, you know, you're working as a team, mm-hmm. you're working off of vibes, you know. Pat has his own style and his own opinions on what songs, if we're going to do any covers, like what songs they should be. Mm-hmm. And I have mine. And then it all kind of just falls somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. And that's what is Lynn Avenue, is the two of us and the sound that we make together mm-hmm. and the songs that we write together. And then whenever I'm by myself, I don't have his input of like what direction I should go. It's just a little bit more free flowing. And then, you know, our musical influences growing up were very different. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you find yourself in a different place.
So what are those influences that you're pulling from now?
I would say, you know, I've always had my country influences. And then this time around, I feel like Bonnie Raitt, you mm-hmm. know, like some Stevie Nicks, you know, stuff like that. I just kind of naturally gravitated that way, you know.
Stevie Nicks kind of fits too.
Yeah, I know.
I've the whole like,
I know. Yeah,
divorcing the dude who's in the band.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's the whole thing. I'm living my Stevie Nicks era right now. Yeah. Hat and all.
Yeah, I love it. And speaking of the hat, so if you're just listening to the podcast, it is video too. But it says on the inside of your hat, it says "Forgive yourself and move on."
Yes.
Now, is that, I can't tell if that's etched in it or you drew it.
It's
on?
It's burned in there.
Okay.
It's a custom hat. And that's a quote from my mother who passed away a couple years ago, which is another like layer to the drama. And that was a letter that she left me. And it was a quote, like a little snippet of something, a piece of advice she gave me. And I was like, I really like that. I'm going to just put that right there.
Wow.
To remind myself.
Wow. You've had a lot going on.
A lot has happened in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, how are you okay? Like, and that's an honest question.
Yeah,
are you
I mean,
okay?
I was not okay for a long time, and I think everybody knew it. And you know, I was just trying to chug along and get through it because that's all you can do is survive. Mm-hmm. But then I'm on the other side of it now, and I'm great.
So I've had the opportunity to be around Savannah musicians for extended periods of time. So I've been down there for the Savannah Music Festival. I've done some stuff with the Savannah Music Collective. And it is a tight-knit group musicians. And so I don't know. I'm torn between the idea of, like, I imagine they were very, very supportive. But then also it's like, oh, no. This married couple who plays music with us, now they're splitting up. Like, what do we do? Like, was there any like picking sides or stuff like that?
I don't really think there was any sort of sides because everybody knew that we were still friends and we were still playing music together.
Okay.
And then now he's started to form his own little trio band, which has been, I've been cheering him on and helping him, you know, whatever. It's just been cool. I mean, so many people have reached out and been like, I'm really happy for you guys and happy that, you know, everything worked out. There was actually like several other musician couples that got divorced at the same time.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. Nobody even really, we don't talk about it. Like, we didn't post anything about it. It just happened. We just keep going, you know. Didn't want to make a big deal about it because nothing really changed. We didn't want people to think, oh, well, you know, this is the end of Lynn Avenue. It's not. It's just a different chapter.
Mm-hmm. It is where it's where the music changes in the Behind the Music episode, you know? It's a dun, dun, dun. You know? So I did notice, though, that you are working with Andrew Sovine for this new record, correct?
Yes.
So that's somebody that I've met down in Savannah, very talented person.
Yeah.
And so you're keeping this solo project there in-house in Savannah.
For the most part. So it's a 7-song EP. I have one song out currently called Trying to Love You. And I recorded it at Andrew's studio. He had his buddies from Nashville come down for the rhythm section. And then I had my all-star cast of Savannah musicians kind of hop on when I needed them to.
Who was that?
Jared Hall on all things keys. He's amazing. I had Dillette McDonald do some back vocals on one tune. Let's see. I know Andrew Sovine, he played, I mean, every other instrument. He's very talented, as you said. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I love just how that community is. It feels like that's the way it's supposed to be. And it exists in a lot of places. So, you know, it does exist in Atlanta and it exists in Athens. But there's something about Savannah. There's this, I don't know, there's a quirkiness to it. There's a uniqueness to it because of the city. But there's this also spunkiness of the people who are there, you know?
I coined it the little big city town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's exactly how it feels.
Because all the tourists, you know, you see like the little quiet and quaint downtown area, which seems like it's, you know, just a few streets, whatever. And then there's so much more of Savannah all over, and then it's growing all the time. All the time.
So with this new project that you're working on, are you looking to make this, you know, a jumping off point to try to build a tour, to try to get out there and make CC Witt a star?
Yeah. You know, I feel like I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't push myself as far as I thought I could go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really proud of this collection of songs that I've got and a few more in the works. And I just want to see where it goes. You know, I'm working on building a tour and, you know, going to be recording some videos and whatnot in the very near future. So I'm excited to share it with everyone, you know.
Are you doing most of that yourself?
As far as a lot of the video content these days, it's like you can never make enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of my own stuff, and then I'll be looking at different folks to film some videos for me. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to a couple companies in Savannah and then one in New York, because I'm going to be kind of going back and forth because I mixed and mastered their record in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. Those guys did a great job with helping me, you know, put that sparkle on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when I imagine that if you go into a city like New York City and you're meeting people in that music scene, now you're starting to get connections to be able to play up there, maybe?
That's the hope. That's the hope. So the guy who did the mastering, Scott Hull with Master Disc, he's friends with Peter, who's in Atlanta, and he's got Dollhouse Studios that was in Savannah.
Okay.
You know, just how everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, and so I was hoping maybe Peter would, you know, continue to work with me and help me. You know, I've got some songs I want to bring to him probably.
Okay. That's so. All right. That, and you're right. As big as the music universe is,
mm-hmm.
it is kind of a small community where
yeah.
people know people and people turn people on to other people and say, oh, you need to meet my friend.
Yeah. I love that so much. I mean, it's been a journey. I mean, this week I've been on a little tour run, and yesterday I showed up at the wrong venue because they had two locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the musician on the stage, and I told him, I was like, I don't believe in coincidences. We were supposed to meet, so maybe we'll end up playing a show together one day.
That's awesome.
you just never know. Just never know.
Oh, hey, it's nice to meet you.
Still made it to my gig.
Yeah,
on time.
Here's my number. Can you give me the directions?
Right.
I'm at the wrong place.
Right.
Where were you? What city were you in?
This was in Augusta.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Just.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to feel like an idiot.
I know. Like, oh. I walk in with my guitar like.
You're at the wrong place.
And they're just like, I think you're in the wrong place. Like, but I'm in the right place.
Yes. Well, at least Augusta's not that big.
Yeah, you know, right. It was like 15 minutes down the road for the other one. It's like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like he told anybody except, you know, Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Well, I guess that's all it takes for you to notice me. Well, I guess that's all it takes for a little company. I might even let you buy me a drink. And if I say no, would you let me let you go? If I say no, would you let me walk out that door? Don't you worry, baby, I won't let you know that you're the one I've been looking for, that you're the one that I've been looking for. Hypothetically, you could come over and But if you don't, then I might stay sober. Don't worry, you won't break my heart. But I promise you won't wanna stop once you start. And if I say no, would you let me let you go? And if I say no, would you let me walk out that door? Don't you worry, baby, I won't let you know. You're the one I've been looking for. You're the one that I've been looking for. Let's not waste time. I know you feel it too. Would you be afraid if we were more than tonight? If I say no, would you let me let you go? If I say no, would you let me walk out that door? Don't you worry, baby, I won't let you know that you're the one I've been looking for, that you're the one that I've been looking for.
So what do you want now that you seem to be shifting gears and being more, you know, concentrating on yourself and your art? What is it that you're striving for?
I mean, I am taking it kind of just day by day, just seeing what all I can, all the people I can meet, all the places I can go. I submitted to like 30 different festivals a few weeks ago, just throw my name in the hat, just seeing what sticks, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm just trying to just go as far as I can go and just see what happens. I'm not afraid to travel. I mean, I just was, in Boise, Idaho, and Burns, Oregon with the band actually earlier last year.
Really?
Yeah. And before that, I was there by myself. I went on a trip all the way across the country, just me and my guitar. I met this lady, I forgot her name right now, Jen from the Historic Central Hotel in Burns, Oregon. Shout out. I was playing at a hotel bar in Savannah, and she was just like, "Hey, I love your sound. Would you come and play for me in Oregon?" I was like, "I mean, sure. Why not?"
Yeah.
And so I went. Mm-hmm. Like 3 years later, we had been talking, trying to make it work. Mm-hmm. And then worked it out, went. It was awesome. Had the best time. And then she was like, "Let's bring the band." And I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." So we brought the band out, you know. So I'm just enjoying moving and shaking as long as I can.
You really are living the divorced rock star.
Yes.
Life.
Totally. Totally. I am not afraid of it.
I love this so much. I'm very happy for you because you seem happy. And you seem like you know what you want and you know what you need.
Yeah. It feels good. It feels good to just kind of have the fog lifted a little bit.
Thank you for listening. If you like what we're doing here at Peace Jam, tell somebody. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your pastor, your mailman, your kids' teacher, your state representative, honestly, whoever you can find, let them know. And if this is your first time here, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You just might find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast and look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.